everybody. Hi guys, welcome back to Hashtag Summer Podcast. Happy New Year. It's the start of a whole new year, you know, new year, new you, new me, new everyone, I hope. So, yep, I am back with another special episode. But this one is extra special because this one, for one, is super chill. I did not do much preparation in prior to the episode. There's not much research involved. And also the second reason is probably because this one is literally involving the people who are the closest to TSP, I guess. Because today we have the whole TSP team, the whole people, all of them who work behind the scenes of all the contents you see, of all the contents of Sambal Podcast, you know, Sambal in Science, those reels, the posts, of everything you see. Okay, so all that magic happens not because of me, but because of all of these people here. So, yeah, it has always been me talking, right? So I'm sure at some point of time, you guys are just bored with my voice. And I will try not to take offense to that. So today, instead of just hearing me talk, you guys get to hear these people talk. And I think it also really fits the concept, because the concept is to get any youth leaders on to talk about the work they do. And yeah, these people do a lot. I would say, okay, I'm not saying this to like ambil hati diorang. Well, yeah, I also would like to flatter them a bit. But, you know, honestly, these people do a lot. I mean, obviously, they do a lot for TSP. So, yeah, let's give them the space to shine. So, we have 3 rounds, okay? So, this is a very chill episode. We're just going to have them introduce themselves, talk about their work and experiences at TSP, and their general perspective on advocacy. So, okay.
Round one. Hi, I'm Nadine. I am the researcher for TSP, specifically for the STEM series.
And yeah, you can just continue with, you know, the other questions there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, let me open.
No worries. The second one is 3 things that you need to survive, right?
Yes. 3 things I need to survive. I am going to give a very Gen Z answer.
No worries.
I cannot survive without my laptop, without my phone. And what else? I feel like those are the 2 main ones. Like, I really need those 2 things.
You don't have a 3rd thing? Well, then that means you're quite good lah. You only need 2 things to survive. Laptop and phone.
I mean, if you're ignoring like the water, the food, the shelter,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like these are like my 2 like must haves.
Okay. That's your top 2. Okay, cool. Then what's your favorite
TikTok trend? And my favorite TikTok trend. Well, I'm not on TikTok, but I am very addicted to reels. So
it's the same thing, I guess.
I love all the reels which are like travel and like just like a bunch of photos of like different places. Love those.
Okay. Oh yeah, I like to watch those architecture, you know, those architecture accounts where they just take pictures of all these gorgeous gothic buildings. Yeah. I'm a fan
of
that.
Oh my god, I know, right? And it makes me feel so sad, like I can't visit these places.
I mean, I think you have a better opportunity to visit though, considering where you are.
That is true.
Yeah. So take the opportunity, please. Yeah. Do that before you come back to Malaysia.
I will. Bucket list.
Okay. Hi. So, yeah. I'm Manu. I'm the social media manager for TSP. So, basically, I'm in TSP, I think, for past 3 years. And it's such an incredible and enjoyable journey for me. So, 3 things that I need to survive basically will be food, of course, food, work, and also love. So basically, I rely on these 3 things lah, because I believe that food is to sustain my body, love is to nourish my soul, and also for my loved ones. And thirdly, meaningful work life to fulfill my works lah.
Hello, it's me again. My name is Nadira, and I am the graphic designer for the Sambal Pod. I've been around for quite a while, in the sambal pot. And three things that I need to survive. It's not a thing, but the first thing is my cats. The second one is colors. I need colors. I like colors a lot. The third thing, I think, what would that be? Probably my phone. Also, quite another Gen Z thing to say. But those are the three things that I need to survive. For my favorite TikTok trend, my favorite TikTok trend is probably the one where you know this song is like poor people. There's this TikTok trend where you zoom in, zoom out to your cat's face, and that is my TikTok trend so far. For last year actually. So yeah.
Wait, you know that the one where they do on old people, is it?
On cats. I think before this they did it on babies, but then in TikTok everyone did it on their cats. Really? It's like, yeah. They just do it at a very cute angle and then just poppy. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Oh, but I didn't know it did it on babies. I mean, I've seen it
before
on old people for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, something new I learned. Yeah. Now, like what I said, like Manu, we need to literally go through all these TikTok trends if, let's say, we really want to get on TikTok. I think we need to probably spend like 3-4 days just like having like a TikTok session, you know, like discussing, going through all these trends. Oh, that'll be crazy. But yeah, that's something to think of, lah. Okay, yeah, thank you so much, Nat. And yes, I am also very grateful to Nat here because she is our oldest member of TSP. And we literally have seen the ups and downs, I guess, a bit too literally. Oh. But we're not going to get dramatic here. But yeah.
I know.
My name is Jas, and I'm also a designer in the Sambal Pot. All right, so three things I will need to survive. So, I mean, when I first read the question, my initial thought about what I would need for survival is if I were a traveler and I travel from town to town, I know the three things would be, of course, money and my passport and also a telephone. Yeah. So, because I honestly think that, of course, money would be easy for me to get food and water. And my passport would be for my identification. And phone for the sake of calling people or, you know, finding out locations here and there. Yeah, those were my three things. And for my favorite TikTok trend, actually, for me, I also barely look at TikTok because I know it's addictive. So I tend to avoid the app sometimes. I mean, it's on my phone, but I never click on it. But if it's like, because usually I see Instagram reels, like what Manu said, and it's quite recently, me, my cousin, and a few of her friends, we actually did one kind of Instagram trend, I'd say. Does anyone know a video of people opening up a fridge and then they pull a random thing out of it? Because that's the video we did. So I found it pretty funny. And yeah, that was the recent trend I did.
Round 2. I was just looking for graphic design work. And then Chun. TSP has and what do you call that?
We were so new at that point in time. We were like 3 months old.
3 months old.
Yeah, I think you were 3 months old, literally. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
I think
oh,
so.
Okay,
I think
okay,
TSP
so
was like 3 months, probably.
Yeah,
three months
you know what?
When you joined in,
actually,
so like we were
yeah.
like, we were pretty clueless at that point. Of time. Yeah, it was so new, very new.
A moment where I feel that I created impact is, you know, since we're doing social media, So most of the impact that we can see is from all the shares, the likes and stuff like that. That is what I can see, and because what I do is graphic design, me and Jess, we're doing graphic design, so obviously I think the most that we can see is through the likes and stuff on all of our posts, especially if for example we posted something that for me the design is quite satisfying for me, and then seeing other people reacting to it, that is quite a good feeling, to be honest. And I enjoy feeling that. So yeah,
I've been talking to people a lot this week. I don't remember who, but I've been showing our page a lot to people, right? And there was this one of this guests yesterday stumbled upon our Mada Negaraku post, which is actually a Merdeka project that we did on August. And the aim of that project, it was a one-off project where we spoke about the conflict of balancing between your mother tongue, your native language, and also Malay as the national language, because not everyone shares Malay. Not because obviously, you know, Malaysia is a diverse country, not everyone shares the same native language, right? You see, I'm so exhausted. I'm so sorry, guys. So not everyone shares the same native language. So was that what Mada Negaraku was about? Yeah, Mada Negaraku was about that. I'm so sorry. We also do a lot of projects, so it can be a bit hard to keep track. But yeah, this kind lady who I met liked the design. So I got a chance to like boast about you a bit, Lana. So yeah, I'm just letting you know in case. I don't think I've told you this yet, right? Because I spoke to her on Tuesday, honestly. Okay, so yeah, this is a moment for you to feel proud for yourself. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it, yeah.
Okay.
I find it really good when I know people are looking through our content and they are liking and sharing, especially if people do comment on it and they share what their inputs on what we give out. I think, yeah, it's a really rewarding feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
definitely,
so
right.
Yeah, okay. I mean that is true, lah. When you get comments and all from people, that's, you know, and that's also been our challenge, which is why I'm thinking of like having our own broadcast channel on Instagram. So maybe that would ensure that we have more, you know, more communication with our followers.
Youth, the word youth, because TSC is mainly focusing on youth, right? So that makes me connected. And during that particular time, I think I joined TSC in 2022, which is during my uni time. So I'm searching for a suitable platform in order to gain my experience. So that is where I saw one of my friend's story where TSC is searching for some copywriter. During my first copywriting entitled The Teenage Pregnancy, so that was my first copywriting thing. So, like previously, like our members say, right, when we get comments, shares and all that. So, personally, I received some positive messages and also some agreements through my personal Instagram pages, because some of my friends and also some of my working colleagues are following our page. So they do give some positive reviews on our work, personally on my work and how to improve and all. So yeah, that is where I feel that, okay, at least I'm doing something and I'm giving some positive messages to them.
Especially since as a person who is currently studying science, and I'm wondering how much I can say about myself before I dox myself, but yeah, it's basically the science aspect of it that interested me and to like research it. As for the second part, which is describe a moment where you felt your work had created impact. Well, I feel like I am the newest member, so compared to the rest of y'all, I haven't done that much work. But whenever like someone interacts with our stories or our posts, and specifically on the STEM series which I'm working on, I feel like that makes me feel like it has greater impact because like someone is seeing that, someone's interacting with that. And so, yeah.
I felt that it is very hard for science students to get involved in extracurriculars because we are pretty stressed and burned out with our studies. I mean, that's one thing. But also, you know, just putting that, you know, putting the academic factor aside, there needs to be a space where students can just be like, oh yeah, I can relate to this. Or there just needs to be a space where people know what science is, you know. The decision of redirecting TSP into a science direction also came after creating this short, very short content series at that point in time, which was Sambal Health, I guess, SAM Health series. Nat and Jess was a part of that. I think at that point in time, Manu and Jess was a part of that. And yeah, Manu was writing articles at that point in time. We also had articles, which is still posted on our website. You can check us out. Website links are on our link tree. So yeah, you can check us out. So yeah, those articles are still there. At that point in time, we were putting out infographics and articles. No reels, right? So infographics and articles. So that didn't last for long. It wasn't that sustainable. But at least I think I learned a thing or two from that series. So that's when I realized that, you know what, there's a big gap and there's probably a lot of potential in trying to do this. I'm not sure if there is really a lot of potential. I do know that there is a gap, so let's try our best last.
Round 3.
Who should I ask? Nat, okay, I'll just ask you since your mic is already open. What is advocacy to you?
Advocacy to me is Sambal Pot. Because for me, the reason why I even know about advocacy is through Sambal Pot. And so through Sambal Podcast, I learned that there is actually a way to like fight or to even to create awareness for the things, for the social injustice, the social issues that I see and grow up with living as youth in Malaysia. Before this, it was just, you know, just something that I experienced, something that I learned to live with. But through Sambal Podcast, I learned that there is actually something for me to do as youth, for all the youths out there. So for me, advocacy is Sambal Podcast. Sambal Pod, Sambal Podcast, yeah, beautiful. And for the second one, do you feel that you have somehow given an impact? I hope I've somehow given an impact. I don't know. I think I have. I mean, we've been doing the Sambal Pod for a few years now. I would like to believe that there is, you know what, actually looking back, I think that there is quite a lot of impact that we've done. I remember quite a lot, actually. The issues that we've touched on our podcast, on our social media, on the things that we share. So yeah, we have made an impact, and I hope in the future that there is more for us to do. Is it frustrating to me? Maybe back then I felt quite frustrated with how helpless we are as youths, you know. But at the end of the day, the most that we can do, or the most that we can do is probably just share and let people know
about the issues that we're living through, and you know, so it is supposed to be frustrating because if not because these type of social issues, it is something that you have to talk about, and because it is hard to talk about, which is why it is even more important for us to talk about it.
Seriously, I did not know the meaning of advocacy. Okay, so then later on, I tried to put some effort and try to understand what is the actual meaning of it. So based on my understanding, advocacy is like a voice of something that we believe in and speaking up about some topic in order to create or support on what we care for, which may give positive impact and also influencing people, especially in our terms, youth, for them to get something better. So that is basically my understanding on advocacy. So the second question in terms of impact. So I would say yes, because like I say, since I did my teaching practice, I do tell them some stories about our TSP, because basically our content is basically focusing on youth, right? So the topics also is related to them. So basically when there is a sharing section between me and my students, I will be like trying to come up with some points from TSP, and I also encourage them to follow our pages because they might gain some knowledge from that. So from there, I observed that in one of my class, there's two, three students, they are discussing on the topic that we have posted in TSP. So I can obviously see that there is a slight changes among them, because due to specific reason in our post that they found, I can see that they agree that what they are doing is wrong. So when I look back at the reason what it makes them change, the reason they say is, no teacher, actually I found this point in your particular content that you posted in your Instagram pages, which means our TSP page, you know. So yeah, so that is where, as I say, I feel like, okay, there is some changes among them in terms of their thinking skills, in terms of their points, you know. Because they say, okay, teacher, I saw this point in your Instagram page. Can I use that? So whenever I ask them to do essay related to the topic that we posted in our Instagram page, they come up with this topic and these points, you know. So I feel that, okay, we make some changes, like that's the saying, right? Where small efforts over time can lead to a significant positive outcome, right? So I can see it from my students, and I believe that not only me, TSP team has given an impact to others through our, you know, through our content, through our pages, through our podcast and all. So yeah, but I will say that this reward will be fully belongs to our TSP team.
One is also very positive. He said like it's not frustrating at all. Am I the only one who feels like, okay guys, you know what, if it's frustrating to some point, you can be honest, you know, I'm just saying. Thing, because it's normal for humans to feel frustrated. So if it's frustrating at some point, or you feel like fed up, you can just say that, because you know that's the reason of this conversation. But yeah, since Nad and Manu both said that you guys are not frustrated, then good for you all. I guess you all are very positive people, so there's something wrong with me. So yes, Jess, let's move on to you.
Okay, so for advocacy, I had a vague sense of it before joining TSP. I knew, because advocacy for me is basically informing others, giving light to a certain topic. Yeah, because before this, I know I've been doing a little research on topics and issues that arise in Malaysia. And then that's also when I started to dive into social media, and I would see a few accounts posting on topics that they would designate one topic for one account. So I found that really interesting to look at. And I did follow a few, yeah. And because of that, I've also managed to gain more knowledge and insight of what's actually happening around Malaysia other than news articles that I would read. And because of the Sambal Pod, it was another way for me to really dive into advocacy because I will be working inside and also creating content for them. So that's also one really great thing about it. And so for advocacy, it's like something about, I know it's also for supporting others in a way. Yeah. But for me, it's mostly because now, right now, what we're doing is giving knowledge and sharing perspectives on situations and topics. Yeah, so far, that's my take on advocacy. Because right now, because of podcasting, right, what I find about the posts that we do get engagement. People do share our works. But I know, like, for podcasts, right, what I find about that is people actually do interact with our page. And because of you, Shaktra, I want to thank you really much for also inviting a lot of people for the Sambal Pods podcast, right? I do listen to the podcast, and I'm actually really grateful that people do come in and share their stories and also on what they've become and achieved. So that's one really great accomplishment for the Sambal Pod, where people actually do know about us and they feel like they can spend their time with us to share what they know. Yeah, so I think that's one great impact. And because of that, people around who follow them, they will also come to know about the Sambal Pod. Yeah.
So is it frustrating? Be honest.
Oh, frustrating. I wouldn't say frustrating, but I mean, I don't find it frustrating, but I do wish people would engage with it more, you know? Because I know we have like 1,000 followers, right? But sometimes the interactions when we do posts, right, isn't as much, you know?
That it is sometimes quite frustrating to see that engagement is maybe not as high as we like.
Is that it? Okay, yeah, am I the only one with a lot of frustration? God. Yeah, I mean, engagement lah. Okay, so yes, engagement. And yeah, this is something we have discussed before in our meetings. And that is what we hope to achieve lah through all these new projects that we are working on. Okay, so that's all lah, guys. So you guys are pretty happy lah working in TSP, other than the engagement issue.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so if let's say we get our engagement settled, then you guys will be pretty happy lah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make that into my personal resolution this year. To make the team happy, increase engagement. So I'm going to skip the final round for everyone because it's almost 1 hour, except Nadine because she's the baby of the group, right? So what is your hope for the youth of Malaysia?
Oh, so much pressure on me. I hope that the youth of Malaysia will take interest in our future.
Okay. Manu, I mean,
because I think it's very easy to be apathetic in this day and age. Because we always see on the news like these terrible things are going on. The world is going to die. And it's very easy to not care. So what I hope is that the youth will care. And that we will try to do something.
Okay. Very Gen Z lah, your answer. But it is what it is.
I am Gen Z.
I mean, we are all Gen Z, okay? In our defense. Why am I being defensive? Okay, I'm not that old. I mean, yeah, I am still Gen Z.
If
yes,
you
am I Gen Z? I think we are all Gen Z, right?
Yeah,
we are all Gen Z, okay, fine. Okay. But yeah, I think that is why we started TSP as well, because we want youths to care, right? That's why we put out youth contents, because we want youths to say, like, okay, hey, we know what's going on with the world, the good stuff, the bad stuff, especially the bad stuff. So let's try and do something. Okay, so honestly, that is the end of the round. Thank you so much for being honest. Thank you so much for your time. So yeah, it's pretty crazy lah. That one random idea that I had during a shower to just have a youth podcast sent out to this after 3 years. But yeah, let's obviously we're not stopping here. And 3 years may not even be a big deal to some people, you know, some organizations like last to 60 or 70 years. I don't know how that works, but yeah. It doesn't matter how long we last, lah. But, you know, I'm just at the stage where it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how sustainable we can be. I think sustainability is something I worry a lot. But I think that is something any leader would worry about, right? Any founder would worry about that. But it doesn't matter, you know, like, putting all that serious stuff aside for a moment. I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful for how far we have came. And I'm also just hoping to give impact, as much impact as we can give, as long as we exist. That's all. You know, as long as TSP exists, you know, as long as this platform's here, we can all use this platform as an opportunity to give impact. This is not a platform for me to give my ideas. This is a platform for any youth to share their ideas. So, like, you know, like now, Nadine, having you, I'm very happy to have, you know, a fellow STEM comrade, so that, you know, I have someone to relate to when we work on science projects, and also to all the others, you know, I'm very happy to have you guys, so that I can just, yeah, basically, like I said, like, having you guys on as a team gives me a lot of courage. So, yeah, I don't know if that's the same case for every leader, but at least in my case, having you guys give me a lot of courage to do the things I want to do. So I want to thank you all so much for that. And yeah, I hope we can also financially, I guess, I don't know, professionally compensate you guys as well, in that sense as well. But yeah, that is for a serious conversation, which will obviously not be recorded. But yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you so much to all our listeners listening in. This is a bit different than our usual podcast episodes. Our usual podcast episodes tend to be very serious because we're talking about social issues. So we try to make social issues as entertaining as possible, but still, facts are facts. We can't really, you know, lie and joke about facts, right? So, yeah, I think it's been a while since we had, like, a casual conversation like this on #SummerPodcast. And I hope that you guys enjoyed listening into the insights of all the backbones, I guess, to all these people behind the scenes of TSP, of all the magic we do. So, yeah. And that is it from me. Thank you so much. You guys have anything else to say? Sorry, was that a very sad outro? I don't know, I guess. But yeah. No. It wasn't? Okay, cool. Okay. You guys have anything else to say? If no, then let's just say bye together, lah. Okay. Okay, so on the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.